So as we read in the scriptures, the Holy Spirit foretold that some would depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Brother Mark and I was speaking and fellowshipping yesterday and today about the importance of sound doctrine, which is the Holy Scriptures. 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning in verse 15, the Scripture says, verse 14, but continue in light of the fact that verse 13, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived, but continue thou, Paul speaks to Timothy and to us, to continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. That's the Word of God. Get rid of anything that contradicts it and is not according to it. So we're to continue in those things, in the Word, that is, His Word is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path, Psalm 119, 105. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of, and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. In other words, we're taught of the Lord, as Paul wrote in another place. And then he says to Timothy, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. How many disciples, it would be all of us, know that children need to be taught the Scriptures more than anything else? As a parent, if you're a godly parent, you will teach your children the Scripture. And let me say this, please teach them the King James Bible. Forget this foolishness that they can't understand it. The same people who say that are going to also say, but the Holy Spirit is our teacher. Yes, He is. He will lead us into all truth. And the truth He gave us is preserved in the King James Bible for the English speaking people. My son was saved at 4.5 years old. He never heard anything but what? The King James Bible. You don't think the Holy Spirit can do His work through His own word? So you need to use a perverted, corrupted version of His word? What kind of idiocy is that? That from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. And that's how you train up a child specifically in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6 is by teaching him the Holy Scriptures. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise. Now, how do we get wisdom? Through the Holy Scriptures. Notice, the Scriptures are able to make us wise, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. In other words, all the way to the end, through faith, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word, or the Holy Scriptures of God, Romans 10:17, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. That's the Scriptures. Through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. That's where you learn about Christ. He is the grand subject of all of Holy Scripture. Then Paul says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for four things: doctrine, reproof, that would be like conviction, correction, for instruction in righteousness, to instruct us in the right ways of the Lord. Every step that we take, His word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, that the man of God may be perfect or mature, truly or through and through furnished unto all good works. So it's the Scriptures that we're to be taught. It's the Scriptures that make us wise all the way unto salvation in glory. It's the Holy Scriptures that are the doctrine, profitable as the doctrine, reproof, correction that we need, and instruction in righteousness. That's how we become perfect or fully mature, truly or through and through furnished unto all good works. In other words, everything in your heart and life ultimately should be Scripture. Everything you think, everything you believe, and how you act and do should be coming each step of the way through the Holy Scriptures. Especially in this last hour, we must be rooted and grounded in Christ, which is to be rooted and grounded in His Word. Titus 2:1, speak thou the things that become sound doctrine. Titus 2:1, speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. In other words, speak the Word. 1 Peter 4:11, if any man speak, let him speak as of the oracles. That's the written Word of God, the Scriptures. Let him speak as of the oracles of God. If you're going to speak for God, speak God's Word. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10 speaks of that ye all speak the same things. That's how we get on the proverbial same page. We speak the same things from the King James Bible. This is one of the reasons why Satan has so vastly splintered people. Because if you're having a Bible study and you don't insist that only the King James Bible be read, the pure Word of God, you're going to have Sister Susie over here with an ESV, completely completely corrupted. And they're corrupted because they intentionally came from the minority family of manuscripts. A very small percentage of the manuscripts were corrupted. And Satan had a reason for that, so that later on in our day, all of these fake Bibles are coming from the false manuscripts. I can show you that too, by the way. You've seen some of that, many of you, on our Bible versions category. Check out Bible versions category, drop down menu, safeguardyoursoul.com. It is loaded with expose of the fake Bibles. So in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 10, Paul writes, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing." Now how are we going to do that if we're all reading some other quote-unquote version of the Bible?
Someone has wisely stated that only one thing needs many versions, and that would be a lie.
That's why I call the King James Bible, I don't call it a version, it is the Bible. It's the seventh of the English Bibles in fulfillment of the prophecy of Psalm 12, verse 6 and 7, where it says it would be purified seven times. And so the purified version of the English Bible from God is the King James Bible. It's the seventh of the English Bibles. It was purified through each subsequent transformation and translation. So he says, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing." Notice how wonderful it is when you got a room full of people reading from and quoting from the King James Bible. Then it becomes more and more memorized because everybody's speaking from the same text and not some text that's completely corrupted, stripped, and is reworded. If you don't think changing the words of a message changes the message and the doctrine of the message, I believe you're completely wrong about that. It's very obvious that if you change the words, you change the message. We didn't need any other English Bible after the King James Bible. And that's why whenever I hold a Bible study, in a kind way, I insist that we use the King James Bible and do not allow somebody to read from a fake Bible. God doesn't need Satan's corruptions of his word to teach his people because it's supposedly easier to understand, which is a lie. I highly recommend the book New Age Bible Versions by Gail Riplinger. She's got another book called In Awe of Thy Word. I've had those books and lent them out and never got them back, but I highly recommend those, at least to peruse them. There's so much incredible information, very enlightening. And remember, you go back to the Garden of Eden, it was Satan who was casting doubt on the Word of God and changing it. And anybody participating in that is under the influence of Satan. I say that on the authority of the Word of God. Questioning the Word of God started with Satan, Genesis 3:1. Changing the Word of God began with Satan, Genesis 2:17 and 3:4. Now, if you're going to argue about that, it'd be better just to go ahead and read those verses. And it's irrefutable. So if you've got a fake Bible that you still like and trust and you haven't burned, what does that say to the Lord? What are you holding in your bosom and in your hand? What does that really mean? That you're willing to honor something as the quote-unquote Word of God that was corrupted by Satan, the arch enemy of God. I'll leave it at that. "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing," speak the word, the scriptures, "and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment or discernment." How are we going to be of the same mind and discernment if we're not all reading from the pure word of God? If we're not all speaking the same thing? 1 Corinthians 1:10. And remember Colossians 3:16, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you individually and as a body, richly or abundantly, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs." Colossians 3:16. So Satan introducing doubting, casting doubt upon what God had said, upon his word, when he said to the woman in the temptation, "Hath God said?" Notice he is introducing and casting doubt upon what God had said. God says what he says, he means what he says. That's why we have a Bible, to know what he said and to be protected from that which is around us that's being taught by Satan, the master of deceptions. So know that Satan himself is behind every casting of doubt on the Word of God. And Satan, in this exchange with the woman, changed and altered what God had said, that is, God's Word. That's clearly seen in Genesis 2:17 and 3:4. God said 2:17, Satan said 3:4. It's a game changer when that revelation gets into you, when you open the Bible yourself. Stop just listening to preachers and open God's Word yourself and study it, read it every day. Nothing replaces Bible reading. Say it with me out loud. Nothing replaces Bible reading. That's personal reading of the Bible. The enemy has not changed, saints. Remember that. We are not to be ignorant of his devices, right? 2 Corinthians 2:11. Be not ignorant of his devices. And what are his devices? Well, right there in Genesis, book of origins, Satan perverted and added a word and changed the meaning of what God said. 2:17 and 3:4. Satan is the one who first and continually thereafter casts doubt on the word of God, on what God has said. That's why we have all these new versions, because every one of them, the translators who were children of the devil, 100%, cast doubt upon. Hath God really said? We don't like what the King James Bible says. We don't like that. We think he meant something else. See, they're wise in their own conceit. They're full of themselves. They're arrogant and they're corrupted in their hearts. So let it be that we, you and I, speak the things which become sound doctrine. Titus 2 verse 1. Let it be that if any man speak, if he's going to speak for God, let him speak as of the oracles, the written word of God. 1 Peter 4:11. So we stand, beloved saints, on both feet, rooted and grounded in Christ, in the word. He is the word who gave us the word. We stand with both feet and every ounce of our weight on God's word, on his truth. Jesus said that to the Father, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Thy word is truth. John 17:17. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We must declare that every day. Lord, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119:105. So as we close, remember, saints, we are to stand with both feet and every ounce of our weight on the truth, the word of God, with utter impunity to Satan and his kingdom of evil. In the name of Jesus, we declare with the Apostle Paul, let God be true and every man a liar, beginning with us. And the final blow of death is coming to Satan soon. The great perverter of the word of God, the wicked one himself and all of his children. That's how you know who Satan's child is that they cast out upon and they pervert the word of God. All of the people that were involved in translating and corrupting God's word or translating from a corrupted set of manuscripts are part of the kingdom of Satan. One of those men's name was Dr. Frank Logston, who saw that he was doing evil in the middle of helping to translate the New American Standard Bible, NASB. I like to say NASB, North American Sinner Bible. And so Frank Logston repented. You can read his testimony. Just look up Frank Logston, L-O-G-D-S-O-N, I believe it is, on safeguardyoursoul.com or New American Standard. Okay, so Romans 16:20, as we close, says, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan, the one who corrupted and questioned the word of God all the way from the beginning, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Unquote. Romans 16:20. Father, we ask that our consciences would be captive to thy word, Lord, that we would only speak those things which become sound doctrine, the Holy Scriptures, that as we speak for you, Lord, among each other and to the world, that we would simply speak the oracles, the written word of God, and knowing that your word never returns void, but it always accomplishes that which pleases you, according to Isaiah 55:11. And Lord, we know that Jesus, you said, man shall not live or have life with God by bread alone, the natural things, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.